ज्ञानमतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितं हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरे। वाञ्छकल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So Srimad Bhagavatam, I think this is the wrong canto here, is it? Or am I wrong? Oh no, it is right. Uddhava visits Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 10, chapter 46, I've covered text 29, 30, and 31. What we do, we read all texts together, that's what we do? Whatever I like, I'm the boss, huh? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor, Das Dasanu Dasa, that's what Uddhava is going to say here. I guess let's read text 29 together, word after word. I will read and then repeat, and then I will read text 30 and 31. I guess we all read together. Okay, so text 29. Tayor Itham Bhagavati Krishna Nandaya Sodayoho Vikshyanuragam Param Nandam Ahod Bhavo Ahod Dhavo Ahod Dhavo Muda Tayoritham Bhagavati Krishna Nandaya Sodayaha Vikshyanuragam Paramam Nanda Mahod 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 Tayorithyam Bhagavati Krishna Nandaya Sodayaha Vikshyanuragam Paramam Nanda Mahat Bhavo Muda Tayorithyam Bhagavati Krishna Nandaya Sodayaha Vikshyanuragam paramam.
Vikshyanuragam paramam.
Nandamaho dhavo muda. Tayo, of the two of them, itam, like this, Bhagavati, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Nanda Yasodaya, of Nanda and Yashoda, Viksha, clearly seen. Anuragam, the loving attraction. Paramam, supreme. Nandam, to Nanda. Aha, spoke. Uddhavaha, Uddhava. Muda, with joy. Translation and purport. Translation. Uddhava then joyfully addressed Nanda Maharaj. Having clearly seen the supreme loving attraction, he and Yashoda felt for Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport. If Uddhava had seen Nanda and Yashoda actually suffering, he would not have reacted with joy. But in fact, all emotions on the spiritual platform are transcendental bliss. The so-called anguish of the pure devotees is another form of loving ecstasy. This was clearly seen by Uddhava, and thus he spoke as follows. So now text 30 and 31. I guess we all chant together, right? Shri Uddhava vacha yuvam slagya tamo nunam dehinami hamanada narayane khila gaurav Kritamatihidrishi. Do I read translation or I we continue? I read translation and purport. Let's see. Translation. Sri Uddhava said, O respectful Nanda, certainly you and Mother Yashoda are the most praiseworthy persons in the entire world, since you have developed such a loving attitude toward Lord Narayan, the spiritual master of all living beings. Purport. Understanding Nanda's mood as expressed by his statement, Manye Krishnam cha Ramam cha Praptav iha Surotamo. I think Krishna and Ram must be two exalted demigods. But Uddhava here referred to Krishna as Lord Narayan. Okay, text 31. Itauhu vikshasa bijayoni ramo mukunda purusha pradhanam anviya bhuteshu vilakshanasya jnanasya chesat imau puranau. Translation: these two lords, Mukunda and Balaram, are each the seed and womb of the universe, the creator and his creative potency. They enter the hearts of living beings and control their conditioned awareness. They are the primeval supreme purport. He's starting to speak the philosophy here. But he will not win. He will not win with the love of Yashoda and Nanda. And wait until you go to the next chapter. My gosh. Purport. The word Vilakshana means either distinctly perceiving or confused, depending on how the prefix V is understood in context. In the case of enlightened souls, Vilakshana means perceiving the correct distinction between the body and the soul. And thus Lord Krishna, is indicated by the word Ishate, guides the spiritually advancing soul. The other meaning of Vilakshana, confused or bewildered, clearly applies to those who have not understood the difference between the soul and the body, or the distinction between the individual soul and super soul. Such bewildered living beings do not go back home, back to Godhead, to the eternal spiritual world, but rather achieve temporary destination according to the laws of nature. It is understood from all Vaishnava literature that Sri Ram Balaram, here accompanying Lord Krishna, is none different from him, being his plenary expansion. The Lord is one, yet he expands himself, and thus Lord Balaram is no way compromises the principle of monotheism. Actually, the next text also goes together, but anyhow, tomorrow, I don't want to touch that. Who will give class tomorrow? Because it's in a section. This text 30, 31, 32, and 33 goes together, and then 34, 35, 36 goes together. But anyhow, that's not business. So, Uddhava is a very intelligent cousin of Krishna, right? Vasudeva's brother, Devamida, and his son is Uddhava. So both are cousin. Also, he is a disciple of Brihaspati. He has a knowledge. He is philosophically well-to-do person, intellectual, intelligent. Krishna is in Mathura. Krishna is feeling the separation of all the Brajvasis. Right? Krishna is, because Brajvasis have bound him with love. You can bind Krishna with love. So Brajvasis has bound Krishna with love. And so he's feeling separation. But whom can he go to talk in Mathura? He's in Mathura. Whom can he go to talk? And remember, Krishna has promised Nanda Maharaj that, after the Kamsa is killed, I'm going to come there. I'm going to return. So, Krishna is feeling separation, so he has to talk, and he wants to send a message. Now, Uddhava is on a higher level, but Krishna wants to teach him a last instruction, which is the love of Brajvasis. He wants to teach him. He wants to show him. So Krishna, in the beginning of this chapter, we heard that Krishna gives the instruction to Uddhava and says, you go, he's talking about Brajavasis, and you go, and what do? You console. Console, right? That's what we use in English. Console, console. Pronunciation is different. Console. You all understand anyhow. Console. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and all the gopis, and of course, Radharani. Because he wants to show to Uddhava the love. This is last instruction. And that instruct, who will be the instructors? Instructors will not be PhDs. Instructors will be a simple cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and all the gopis. And of course, the highest one is the Ladini Shakti of Krishna, Radharani, which is we will read in the next chapter. Radharani talk with bumblebees. So, because Krishna loves Uddhava also. And when there is a love, it's a trust. Love and trust goes together. When someone loves, then you talk with them, openly, with your mind, reveal your mind, your heart, with a trust. Because you trust that person. See? So here, Krishna is, Krishna loves Uddhava and he trusts. So Krishna is sending Uddhava. Now when Uddhava is coming to Vrindavan, Uddhava is seeing the aprakat lila. Uddhava is seeing the all blooming, beautiful Vrindavan. He sees Krishna. Aprakat means the riches we cannot see with our own eyes. But to Uddhava, by the mercy of Krishna, he is able to see it. Krishna there, whole beautiful Vrindavan. Blooming, Krishna doing pastimes. But then he goes to Mother Nanda Maharaj's place. What he sees? He sees that Mother Yashoda is not even opening her eyes. She doesn't open her eyes because when she opens her eyes, only wants to see, she wants to see is Krishna. It is previous Acharya as is saying that Mother Yashoda is like a cloud. Cloud pours rain. So here Mother Yashoda is pouring out the love. Her breast is flowing with the milk. And she is pouring the rain like tears of rain. Tears is flowing from her eyes. She is not even aware that, practically she is not aware that the Uddhava is there. And Nanda Maharaj, he gathers himself together, he is welcoming Uddhava. And we heard about all the questions Nanda Maharaj is saying that Krishna saved us from everything. Right? Putana, Saktasura, Trinavarta, all the demons. He held Govardhan Hill for 7 days. Protected us from Lord Indra. So why can't he protect now? Why can't he come now to protect us from this separation? Why can't he come now? So he's and Uddhava is saying this. Uddhava is experiencing this. Uddhava is this is different level of love in Braj. This is the first beginning he's seeing of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and wait until he sees the love of the Braj Gopika, and particular Radharani. He's going to see this, he's going to experience this. Now how can we get that? How can we have that love which Brajavasi has? By following sadhana bhakti, by service, bhakti. Bhakti means service, service. And that service is ahaitukya pratihata, unmotivated, uninterrupted service to Krishna. Without any personal, what do you call the motive? Usually when I do something, I have to see how am I going to benefit myself. If we do something, if we think, I think, how am I going to benefit myself personally? But here, Brajavasis are not saying that. Brajavasis are, everything they are doing, even the gopis, they are wearing the nice, beautiful clothes, they are wearing, they're decorating themselves. For who? To please Krishna. In the material world, as long as we have this false ego, we have understanding that whatever we do, it will be to pleasing myself. But here is not like that. So Uddhava is experiencing this. So Uddhava is seeing this love. They are burning in the separation, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Now how to cool down that heat? It's a heat. It's a heavy heat of separation within the heart of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. And he has to cool down that heat. How is he going to cool down? And that's why Krishna has sent him to Uddhava. So to cool him down, cool them down, he is thinking that I have to make them philosophically understand. So he is starting now from text 30 up to 14 verses. Text 30 to, I don't know how many, 44, 43, whatever it is. He talks to Nanda Maharaj the philosophy. And it's broken down in two or three sections. So in this section, in this text 30, 31, 32, 33, he's glorifying Krishna, and he, at the same time, he's glorifying Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. See. Now, in text 29, muda, the word muda means with joy. Now, here, externally, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are suffering. We see that. But actually they are in ecstasy. Now if someone is suffering, and imagine someone is suffering in the material world, and if you go and joyfully, you are happy, joyfully say something, how would that person feel? But here, Uddhava is saying that they are in act. Even though Nanda externally looks suffering, but Uddhava sees that Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are in ecstasy. So that's why here the word is used, muda, with joy. Uddhava is thinking, he's very fortunate. Uddhava is saying this. He's very fortunate now that he's now seeing this love. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj to Krishna. But he has to do something to cool down that heat, otherwise they are old and they will die. This is all Krishna is. Aprakat and prakat here simultaneously goes together. Uddhava thinking, well, I have to talk philosophy. Who Krishna is. To talk about it. To cool them down and bring their consciousness lower. But is that going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. And that is in the next verse. The next verse, text 30. Uddhava is repeating what Nanda Maharaj has said before. Remember, Garg Muni had said that your son is, Garg Muni didn't say that your son is Narayan, but he has all the qualities like Narayan. Right, and Krishna, and we know also the after lifting Govardhan Hill, and right after that was the Ekadasi, when Nand Maharaj was caught by the Varunas, servants of the Varun Dev, right, and after that all the Brajvasis are talking about your son is someone, not just ordinary person. Your son is a demigod. He seems to be Narayan. So, in the previously, Nanda Maharaj is repeating in the previous verses we heard that, you know, he's like a Narayan. He's demigod. But Uddhava wants to, Uddhava philosophical, he's saying, no. He's making very clear in this verse, clear. Your son is Narayan. So, but Nanda Maharaj, wait a minute, he's thinking. Now, these previous acharyas, they are seeing this. What Uddhava is thinking, what Nanda Maharaj is thinking, what Yashoda is thinking, they are saying this. And our consciousness, my consciousness is not that level, but what we can do, we can follow. We can repeat, when I had to give this class on these verses, it was not easy. Because this is on a higher level. I'm Vaishya, businessman, you know. And we have to talk about this philosophy. I'm self-centered myself, false ego, and I have to talk this philosophy. But I thought it's a service I'm given, so I will just repeat. You know, and one day, hopefully, I will Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayur Dasa Dasanu Dasa come to that. So, you know, this is not easy when we talk about this, we read and talk about this philosophy. So anyhow, so Uddhava is considered very fortunate to see. Now he's also saying that, he's also thinking that Devaki and Vasudeva are most fortunate. But then when he sees this, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, he says, you both are most, most fortunate. He's saying this. So now he starts philosophy. So he says here in the text 31, he says, Mukunda and Balaram, they are, what is it here? Here it is used, Bija and Yoni. We know Krishna is the seed-giving father. And Yoni, he is the Pradhan, he is Pradhana, we know Pradhana. And we know the, from Krishna, the plenary expansion, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Shirodaksha Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and from the all the poles of the, which Vishnu? Garbhodaksha? Mahavishnu? From Mahavishnu, all the universes comes out. So he wants to show that Nanda Maharaj, and imagine if someone says like that, so he wants to create a little bit fear, that look, you both love him, but you know whom you are loving? He's the Supreme, he's God. You are both your sons, Mukunda and Balaram, they are God, they are Super Soul, Primeval Lord, who has no beginning, no end. And showing that, you know, pores coming out from someone's pores of the body, can you love him? But he wants to show this, so he wants to have that heat cool down, the separation of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So, any acharyas have of course given the commentary, and I have here, let's see. Commentary from Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Swami, is saying that both are the spiritual masters. They are Bija and Yoni, Purusha and Pradhana, which is we hear from the second canto. And of course, Mahavishnu and all these three Vishnus, Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Swami talk about plenary portions. And of course, we know by the glance of Krishna, all the Pradhana is, able to create. Now we also know gopis. The next chapter will come. Gopis, we heard Gopi Gita. And we know that in that separation from Krishna, they are blaming Lord Brahma for giving the eyelids. Blinking the eyes, when they are blinking their eyes, they are not able to see Krishna, and they are blaming Brahma that you have given these eyelids to us. Now imagine that, that separation. Even just blinking the eyes, they cannot see Krishna. That's the separation. I mean, when I stand in the front of the deities, I can't even glance for more than 5 minutes. I'm out of it. And here, gopis who just, they can't see for one, just blinking the eyes, they cannot see, and they are blaming Lord Brahma that you did it, but you are given these eyes, just blinking it. This is their mood. Prajgopikas has, Madhuranis has. So, Jiva Goswami is mentioning that they both are ruling over the body. They are Super Soul. He is a Super Soul, which is within your heart. He is the shelter of Brahman. See? And, And of course, for the text 30, Now for text 30, he's agreeing. Uddhava is agreeing with what Nanda Maharaj Yashoda had said. And it is called, It is called in English empathic communication. Is that right? empathetic communication means you hear and you agree with that person. You accept it. But Uddhava is going one step further. And that's why he's saying that. Yeah, he's your son is Narayan. This is the point. Okay? So, any questions, any comments, anything to add, anything to subtract?
So it's stated that Nanda Maharaj and Mareshwara externally seems to be lamenting, but internally they are happy.
Mm.
But externally they seem to be lamenting. Mm. So that's in one sense is kind of difficult for us, because in a material world, if somebody externally is praying, showing like he's lamenting, but inside he's very happy, you say he's like pretending, you know.
That's material consciousness. That's why I have to come to about the material consciousness. That's the whole purpose of reading all this understanding.
Yeah.
That's why Lord Chaitanya, what is the last shloka of the Sikh Shastakam? What is it? Ashli Shava Padatram Pinashtumam Adarshana Marmatam Karotuva Yathatathava Vidhatu Lampato Mat Prananatastu Saiva Naparaha. So what we can do is we chant Hare Krishna, follow the Brajavasis. We have to come on that level of the Brajavasis by following their footsteps. That's why we say Gopis Bhattu Pada Kamalur Das Dasan Das.
There's that famous photograph of Srila Prabhupada and devotees after they saw it. I think Guru Das took the photograph, it's black and white. And devotees looked at that and they said, Prabhupada, you look so stern, you look so sad. And Prabhupada said, no, I was experiencing ecstasy at that moment. So we really, in our material consciousness, can't begin to understand that. We can read about it.
That's it. Yes.
Just an observation that generally in this world, the material world, when you have a child, the parent thinks, my child can do no wrong. My child is like perfect for a little while anyway, before they're teenagers. But
wait until they become older.
But there's that love there between the parents and their child.
That love will be always there, isn't it? I mean, my mother, when I was even 40 years old, she was telling me, you know, my dear son, that is natural.
And in this text 31 here that you were just reading,
yeah,
it says that they control the awareness of the conditioned souls.
Mm.
And we can see a little bit how Krishna with Putana, he could extract out this this quality. And so the whole world, every time we see that quality, we can understand a little bit more about his nature. He's giving this, but we know this actually it's for Krishna. Yeah. But it's funny that even if you do get the Supreme Personality of Godhead as your child, then you think he's not. But when you have anybody else, you think he is.
Well, but that's why when Uddhava is saying this, Nanda Maharaj is thinking, wait a minute, you're telling he's Narayan? But our Narayan is simple. Narayan doesn't fight. Narayan is the opulence. We are worshipping Narayan from the beginning. And because I had worshipped Narayan, that's why I have Krishna. Right? So Nanda Maharaj is thinking that, wait a minute, Uddhava, you are saying this, he's Narayan, but our son is a baby, he's our son. He's not Narayan. You have not understood Uddhava.
So the next point is that Krishna and Balaram are controlling the awareness of the conditioned souls. Who's the one that's controlling the awareness of the liberated souls? Since it mentioned there that they're controlling this element, then who's controlling when they're not conditioned?
So is that you asking me a question?
I was just going to say that, you know, in the Krishna book, that Srila Prabhupada explains that with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, that they were so engrossed in Lila Smaranam, you know, in remembering Krishna's pastimes. So in one sense, you know, there's so much separation. In the other sense, they're completely absorbed in Krishna 24 hours a day.
Krishna is there.
Yeah, exactly. Because
Krishna is there, and that is the whole point.
Yeah,
Krishna,
so
Krishna fulfilling the promise. Krishna, when he does, he pulls his say, he's there.
So when we're crying, we're generally, our tears are, like this planet is, you know, Mar-Iloka, the planet of death, it's an ocean of tears. You know, we're crying over something material, but their crying is simply ecstasy, is simply love.
Well, that's why I said he's saying, otherwise how can Uddhava say, Uddhava is with the joy. Joyfully, he's saying, how can I do that? In material, you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. If someone died at place, can I be joyfully say something? No. See? So Krishna is there. That's the whole. And there is prakat and aprakat. It simultaneously goes on. I mean, this morning I was talking. I had to call internationally. Anyhow, whom I don't want to say. But I was talking to her, and she said that when Nanda Maharaj returned, Krishna also returned with him to Braj, because Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. Krishna returned with him, and at the same time Krishna is also there in Mathura. So that's why when we see, even in Dwarka, when Krishna is calling out in the night, Radhe, 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 and his queen already knows that he's not here, he's there, in Braj. So, this is what these are very high topics, I'm sorry, oh my gosh. Any other comments, questions? Yes.
I believe it said somewhere in the scripture that identify with the soul, then the body, instead of the body, you can be as free as Krishna. If you identify with the soul in the body, instead of the body, you can be as free as Krishna. No. True.
I think you can clarify better than I do.
No, not quite same as Krishna's freedom, because our freedom is always a dependent freedom. Krishna's freedom is described as being swarat. Swarat means he's completely independent because he can satisfy his own desires under all circumstances. So one name is called Aptakam Atmaram. Mm. Means he's self-satisfied, and to make himself satisfied, he can acquire what he needs for that on his own account without any help. In our case, our happiness materially or spiritually is always dependent. In this world, we're always dependent on the external energy to try to fulfill our happiness. And in the spiritual world, we're dependent on the spiritual energy, Yogmaya Devi, to try to help us in serving Krishna to fulfill that desire. So always the jiva, like he's been quoting all day, dasa, dasa, anudasa, he'll always be dependent. But his happiness will appear to be a freedom or happiness that's even greater than Krishna's in some cases. Like Krishna telling to gopis, there's no way I can repay you, that your own service will be your happiness. Your own service will what will repay you, because I have no capacity to repay how much you love me.
Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna.